Uncle Wiggily Bedtime Tales, written by Howard R. Garris, narrated by Eden Giuliano and the Icon Players. Hello, everyone. Even though I'm a kid, I understand how important the art of storytelling has always been. Over the ages, reading and listening to stories has brought parents, children, friends, students, and teachers together, gently educating while they entertain and enchant. Hearing is the first step of learning. Stories, fables, and tall tales give us kids words to know by and grow by. I'm very happy to be able to present these wonderful, artful, classic stories to boys and girls around the world. Welcome to the unparalleled magic of imagination, creativity, adventure, whimsy, and fun. My name is Eden, and I'm glad you're here. Nice to meet you. And now here's an original Icon Audio production, just for you.
Uncle Wiggily Longears, the nice old gentleman rabbit, hopped out of bed one morning and started to go to the window to see if the sun was shining. But no sooner had he stepped on the floor than he cried out, "Oh, ouch, oh dear me, and a potato pancake. Oh, I believe I stepped on a tack. Sammy Littletail must have left it there. How careless of him." Uncle Wiggily was an uncle to Sammy and Susie Littletail, the rabbit children, and also to Billy and Johnny Bushytail, the squirrel boys, and to Alice and Lulu and Jimmy Wibblewobble, the duck children. And I have written for you books about all of those characters. Now I thought I would write something just about Uncle Wiggily himself, though of course I'll tell you what all his nephews and nieces did too. Well, when Uncle Wiggily felt that sharp pain, he stood still for a moment and wondered what could have happened. "Yes, I'm almost sure it was a tack," he said. "I must pick it up so that no one else will step on it." So Uncle Wiggily looked on the floor, but there was no tack, only some crumbs from a sugar cookie that Susie Littletail had been eating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?